Welcome back. In this lesson, we're flipping a breakdown in Ableton Live 12 for that jungle and old school DNB vibe. And the big idea here is simple. A breakdown should not just be the quiet section. In drum and bass, the breakdown is a launch pad. It's where you create tension, bring back some rhythmic identity, tease the bass, and make the drop feel earned. So think of this like turning a flat 8-bar section into a proper moment. We want history, movement, and impact. Not a generic EDM build. Not an overstuffed mess, but something that feels like it belongs in an old record crate and a modern system at the same time. First, open your arrangement and find a breakdown that already has some emotional space. Maybe it has chords, a vocal phrase, a pad, or a pause in the sub. Ideally, this section sits between two energetic parts, because the whole point is to regain momentum without fully relaxing the listener. Before you touch anything, define the job of the flip. Ask yourself, do I want this breakdown to extend tension for 4 to 8 bars? Do I want it to reintroduce rhythmic identity? Do I want to hint at the bass motif that's coming back? Do I want a clean path into the drop? That question matters. A great DNB breakdown knows exactly what it's doing. It isn't just vibe. It's arranging the listener's attention. A useful workflow is to drop locator points in Ableton. Mark the start of the breakdown, the tension point, and the drop re-entry. That keeps you moving quickly and helps you avoid overworking the section. Now let's build the rhythmic skeleton. This is where the jungle energy starts to come alive. Drag in a classic break loop, or use a break from your own track, and bring it onto an auto track. For old school and jungle flavored flips, the breakdown often becomes more rhythmic than melodic. You want break fragments that feel like they're trying to break back into the groove. If you're working with audio, put warp in beats mode and preserve transients. Keep the loop markers tight. Don't overstretch the tails unless you want that smeared, ghostly texture. If you want more control, slice the break into drum rack or use simpler in slice mode, so you can get individual hits under control. Pay attention to the key pieces, kick fragments, snare ghosts, hat chatter, ride bits, and tiny pickup hits before the snare. Those little details are what make a breakdown feel alive. In jungle, the magic often comes from those slightly messy, slightly human details. A few millisecond nudges here and there can give the section attitude. Don't force everything to the grid. If the break naturally swings a little. For processing, start with EQ8 and high pass the break layer somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz, so it doesn't fight your sub. Then use drum bus if you want some grit. Drive in a moderate range, maybe 5 to 15%, and a little crunch if needed. Keep boom off or very low unless the break truly needs it. The goal is punch and texture, not low-end confusion. And here's a very important coaching point. Don't fill every gap. A few ghost notes are powerful because they imply motion without crowding the section. In DNB, a breakdown can be energetic without being busy. Next, let's tease the bass. This is not the place to give away the full drop. We want a hint, a shadow, a promise. If your drop has a reese, a growl, or a heavy roller bass, use a filtered version of it or a short resampled phrase. Place it sparingly so it answers the drums instead of fighting them. A really useful stock chain in Ableton would be something like operator or wave eatable if you're creating a bass from scratch, then auto filter to control the focus, then saturator or overdrive for some harmonic edge, and finally EQ8 to clean up the space. A good starting point is to keep the filter cutoff somewhere around 120 to 400 Hz for a tease layer with a moderate resonance. Add a couple dB of saturation if it needs some grit. And if the low end gets muddy, gently reduce the low shelf or carve the clash with EQ. If you already have a heavy bass bus, duplicate just a short slice of the phrase and chop it into a 1-bar or 1/2-bar answer. Let the bass speak in fragments. One classic DNB move is to have the bass answer the snare. That call and response makes the flip feel arranged, not accidental. And because this is a mastering-aware lesson, keep the low end disciplined. Anything below about 120 Hz should stay mono and stable. Use utility carefully and make sure you're not widening the parts that need to stay anchored. Now build the identity layer. This is where the breakdown becomes memorable. Old school and jungle breakdowns often lean on short chord stabs, rave-like hits, eerie pads, or a vocal phrase. If the track is darker, keep this sparse and a little haunted. If it's more classic, you can lean into chopped stabs and nostalgic atmosphere. You can do this with stock tools in Ableton. Electric or meld can give you harmonic material. Sampler or simpler is great for resampled vocal or synth phrases. Reverb and echo add depth and movement. A good starting point for atmosphere is a reverb decay around 1.8 to 4.5 seconds, with the low cut set somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz so the mix stays clean. Echo feedback around 15 to 35% can create nice ambience if it's filtered. Just remember, widen the atmospheric layer if you want, but keep the sub and rhythmic core focused. A really effective arrangement trick is simple call and response. Let a stab hit every two bars, or use a vocal chop on bar 4 and bar 8. That conversation keeps the listener engaged without making the breakdown too dense. Now we automate the section so it actually transforms. This is the point where the breakdown becomes a flip. In Ableton, use automation on the things the ear can clearly follow: filter cutoff, reverb send, delay feedback, drum bus drive, bass cutoff, or bass distortion amount. A solid 8-bar shape might go like this. In bars 1 and 2, keep things more ambient and less drum-heavy. In bars 3 and 4, introduce the break fragments and the bass tees. In bars 5 and 6, start opening the filter on the stabs or bass layer. Then in bars 7 and 8, reduce the reverb tail, sharpen the impact focus, and prep the drop. Auto filter is especially useful here. You can start the cutoff lower, around 250 to 600 Hz, and open it gradually toward the top end, depending on how bright or aggressive you want the return to feel. Moderate resonance is usually enough. You want tension, not a harsh whistle unless that's the specific vibe. If you want a harder transition, try automating drum bus drive up slightly in the last two bars, then cut it instantly on the downbeat of the drop. That little contrast can make the whole section feel like it opens up right before impact. Next, use reverse elements and pre-drop details to glue the whole thing together. This is very old-school flavored and very effective. Reverse crashes, reversed piano tails, reversed vocal snippets, or reverse break hits all point the ear forward. In Ableton, you can consolidate a hit or FX sample, reverse it in the clip view, and place it so the tail leads into the next downbeat or snare pickup. A reverse crash into bar 1 works great. A short white noise riser with auto pan can add motion. A snare roll or flam over one bar gives you pressure. And a final impact layered with a sub, hit or kick on the drop downbeat makes the return feel complete. Keep the pre-drop functional. In DNB, too much buildup can weaken the drop. The best flips feel like they were designed by someone who knows exactly when to release the pressure. Now let's talk mastering perspective, because this is where a lot of breakdowns go wrong. A breakdown can feel huge, while still messing up the master if the low mids get cloudy or the stereo image gets too wide. So on your master or pre-master chain, keep things simple. Use EQ 8 only for tiny corrective moves. Use glue compressor lightly if the mix needs a touch of cohesion. Use utility for mono checks and width sanity. And use a limiter only for rough monitoring, while you're building the arrangement, not for final loudness decisions. A very useful habit is to check the breakdown at different monitor levels. If it only sounds exciting when it's loud, it's probably too dependent on brightness or bass. A good arrangement still reads when turned down. Also, if the breakdown feels massive but the drop suddenly feels smaller, that's often a sign the breakdown is too wide or too wet. So always ask, does the drop feel bigger because of contrast, not just because of volume? Once the section is working, commit to it. Freeze and flatten, or resample the breakdown bus. Rechop the rendered audio if you need tiny timing fixes. Add fades to clean up clicks. Group the elements into a breakdown flip bus so final balancing is easier. This is a powerful move because it turns all the moving parts into one performance. The break fragments, vocal chops, atmosphere, and bass tee start to feel like one unified texture instead of a bunch of separate ideas. Before you finish, do a final check. Does the flip feel intentional? Does it point clearly toward the drop? Does the drop feel more dangerous after the breakdown? And can a DJ mix the section cleanly in or out of another tune? If yes, you've got something that works. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't overfill the breakdown with too many layers. Keep one main rhythmic idea, one harmonic hook, and one transition element. Don't let the sub run too long underneath, unless that's a deliberate part of the concept. Don't make the flip too clean, because a little grit, tape-like saturation, or chopped imperfection is part of the DNB character. And don't put wide stereo on low-end elements. Keep the sub mono and the width up top. Also, don't automate everything at once. Pick two or three moves that the listener can actually hear, and never ignore the drop re-entry. The breakdown exists to make that first bar back and feel massive. If you want to push this further, here are a few advanced twists. Try a fake drop flip, where the section feels like it's about to drop, then strips back for one extra bar before the real release, or create a halftime illusion by making the breakdown feel slower and wider, then slam the full breakbeat back in. You can also use two different break textures, one clean and one degraded, and alternate them for that hand-edited jungle feel. Another strong idea is to start with a chord or pad and gradually chop it into rhythmic fragments until the harmony itself becomes percussion. That's a great way to keep the old-school identity while making the transition more modern. For sound design, a parallel break degradation layer can work wonders. Try drum bus, a little redux, some saturator, and EQ8 to pull out the mud. Blend that quietly under the clean break for age and dirt without losing punch. For a classic rave stab, shorten the decay, add a touch of reverb, filter the highs, and if needed, resample it again. Slight imperfection often sounds more authentic than a pristine synth patch.